The word today is hypocrisy. Welcome to The Word Today with the late pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. A hypocrite is someone who pretends to be someone they are not. In other words, they are fakes. In the 23rd chapter of Matthew, we can see God's view of hypocrisy. Here from our archives, to lead us in a study on this topic, is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Hypocrisy.
One of the things that I try to do in these visits with you on The Word Today is to give you a scriptural reference so that you can see for yourself that what we're discussing is truly accurate in God's Word and that we're not trying to dream things up or present our own ideas or philosophies. And so I'd like to give you a chapter of the Holy Scripture, Matthew 23, and if you want to get more specific, Matthew 23, verse 25 to 28. In Matthew 23, we have some evidence, I guess you could say a picture, of what hypocrisy is. Now, hypocrisy is all kind of things. I'm concerned that within the Christian church, there are many hypocrites, and I guess basically a simple way of explaining what a hypocrite is, it's someone who pretends to be a believer when in reality, deep in their heart, they're really not. They put on a good show. They make it appear as though they are the children of God, but in reality, they're not committed to God, and they don't really even believe in Him within their heart. Now, if you look at the 23rd chapter of Matthew, you see in verse 4 that one of the marks of a hypocrite is someone who's unwilling to do what they require of others. Now, maybe we should just use this as a little self-examination. How do you deal with yourself when you're requiring things of others? Do you require the same thing of yourself? If not, then you're a hypocrite. Or how about looking at the good things that you do, let's say, you're kind of preoccupied with looking, you look good in other people's eyes, and yet deep in your heart, you know you really aren't that way. You're living a double standard. That's what verses 5, 12, and 14 talk about. You're always kind of showing your best face forward, you know, that type of thing, so that you look really great in other people's eyes. You know, pastors do a lot of counseling, and a lot of times when a couple will come in for counseling, they'll say about their marriage partner, well, Pastor, my husband is really not the sort of person that he appears to be here at church. When he's at church, he's got everybody fooled into thinking that he's really very pious, really very kind, very loving. But when he gets home, he just rants and raves at the kids. He treats me in a terrible way, and he is arguing with me all the time, and a totally different person, almost like a double personality. And once in a while, we'll have a man come in and say, well, Pastor, I know my wife appears to be such a fine, dedicated Christian at church, and all the women think that she is just such a wonderful wife and so on. And yet when she gets at home, she's a totally different person. A person that is, you wouldn't believe, just totally contrary to how she gives the impression to other people. Well, now, we're told here in Matthew 23, especially in these verses here, beginning verses 4, 5, and as I mentioned, 12 and 14 and so on, that these kinds of people are preoccupied to give one kind of a Sunday appearance to the fellow Christians, and then the rest of the week, they appear totally different. Now, some more evidences here of what hypocrisy is. Take a look at verse 15. These are the people that try to justify their own disobedience. They'll say, well, you see, the reason I lost my temper is that I kind of got this gene from my mother, and I'm kind of a little bit narrow-minded, and I get very anxious, and I have high blood pressure, blah, 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 blah. And so they try to find some justification for their disobedience. Well, that's hypocrisy. And they also, in verse 23, let's skip way down there, they'll turn a deaf ear to God's instruction. They know what God says. They know God's word, and they know what God is asking of them, but they just don't want to hear it. Don't remind me. Don't tell me about that. Well, that's hypocrisy. And they waste their time and their lives one lie at a time. You know, that's hypocrisy. Verse 23, they just go from one thing to another. They're constantly living their lives as if it was wasted time. Another very serious thing in verse 25 of Matthew 23, it tells us that they derive pleasure from what God forbids. Now, that's the height of hypocrisy. They know what God says we are not to do, and yet they do that. And not only are they doing it, but they derive pleasure from it. This is the evidence of what a hypocrite is. Verse 27, they always think nobody will find out. They always think their sins are private and they're secret, and nobody will ever find out what it is that they're doing. And, of course, this type of person also thinks that rules are for everybody else, not for them, that the rules don't apply to them because they're special and they're different. They're the exception. Now, that's what hypocrisy really is about. Now, I started to say that we could ask questions of ourselves of some of these things. Let's get real specific. Let's deal very specifically with several questions that are here in this text and apply them to ourselves to see whether or not these penetrating questions reveal that we are really hypocrites, that we're really not the children of God that we think we are. Let's ask this question. Is there anything that God requires that you are not doing? Now think of that. He requires you to worship. He requires you to pray. He requires you to give. He requires you to forgive others. He requires you to love others. Is there anything in your life? Just think for a moment now. Give yourself a self-examination. Is there anything that God requires of you that you're not doing? If the answer is yes, you're a hypocrite. Same type of question. Is there anything that God forbids that you are doing? Now think of that. That's the other way around. If there's something that God says, don't do this, and you're doing it, then you're a hypocrite. You're pretending to be obedient to God, but in fact, you're being disobedient. Is there anything that God loves that you don't love? Boy, that's quite a question, isn't it? Is there anything that God loves that you don't love? Just what kind of answers come into your mind as you ask yourself that? And, of course, the reverse of that, is there anything that God hates that you love? Ooh, how about those pet sins? Anything that God hates, and yet you love it. Well, that's the mark of true hypocrisy. Now, it'd be terrible if we talked about this and then didn't give ourselves a way out of this situation. Now listen very carefully. We've done the first thing here. We've assessed. Verse 12 says that we have to honestly assess what our present situation is. This is the pathway out of hypocrisy. This is how to avoid hypocrisy and get rid of it. First of all, be realistic. Answer those questions very, very honestly and size up where you're at. And then I'll give you another scripture reference way to the back of the New Testament. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. Now, that's not the Gospel of John in the front of the New Testament. This is way in the back where those little letters are toward the end of the Bible. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. Humbly confess your sins. Now, if you're proud before God and you think you're pretty good and you think you're doing all right, God despises that because then you're saying you don't really need his forgiveness. You don't really need him to help you. And, you know, that pride will just erode your relationship with God. You have to humbly say, God, I'm sorry. I repent of my sin. I confess that I need help. Please, God, help me. And then, in verses 9 and 10 here, it says you are to hopefully embrace Jesus Christ. You cannot know God without knowing Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the revelation of his Father in heaven, and he also is the sender of the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ is true God. And the Holy Trinity cannot be known except through Jesus Christ. That's why he came, to reveal the will of his Father and to share with us, above all, his work of salvation by dying on the cross, taking our sins away, and rising from the dead, so that he is our risen Lord and Savior. So you have to embrace Jesus Christ in a personal way. We call that faith. You have to come to faith, and the Holy Spirit will bring you to faith. That's God's gift. He offers it to everyone, to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Now, once you've done that, you know, the devil is still around, and he's going to try to get you back. So you have to take a look at Proverbs, the 4th chapter, verse 23. Proverbs, 4th chapter, verse 23. You have to be on guard. You have to be on guard and defend yourself against the devil. He's not very happy when you give your life to God, and he's going to try to bowl you over in some way with some sin or some situation, and he would love to get you back into the fake type of thing where you're once again a hypocrite, where you're professing to be a Christian, but you don't live like one. You live just the opposite. And don't let the devil be on your guard against him. Defend against him. And ask God to protect you from him. God will give you the Holy Spirit and the gift of faith and the power to resist the devil. This is such an important question. I believe there are hypocrites in the church. I hope you're not one of them. I hope you took this little exam today and that you're set right again by repenting and coming to the Lord, confessing your sin, accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Truly be a child of God.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org. to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.